now.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday. You are listening to Steen on Sports. Since it's Thursday, it's also Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. With Scott not being here, I got a fill-in today, and I think he's going to do a really good job. You might recognize the voice. It's my oldest, Zach Steenblock. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon, everybody.
You gotta really push it up there.
Good afternoon, everybody.
There you go. We just need to turn you up some. We'll do that in just a second. You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We're bringing you sports your way every day, and we get to do it today from Wellman's Pub and Rooftop in West Des Moines. It's a cool place. This is your hangout, right?
I haven't hung out here in a long time. Yeah, brings back to
summer. I mean, the summertime.
Yeah, summer and early college days. Mostly just hang out in East Village now.
Yeah.
Where the old people hang out.
Because you're now an old person. We want to thank them for bringing us out here today. We're out here for Circus Sports. They are having it's a nice little get together. We have a game watch going on tonight with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and they are playing the Michigan Wolverines tonight out here. So you can see that on the TV. You can come out here and talk to all the Circus Sports people. There's a bunch of them here. You can sign up to win some free Circus swag. There's food. There's drinks. You can sign up for the app for Circus Sports. And the big one, you can put your name in to win a free pair, so two tickets to every session of the Big 12 tournament that starts on Wednesday or Thursday.
I think it's Wednesday next week.
Yeah, I think it is, too, the Big 10 in that. Let me see if I hit all that. Social media, they are at Circus Sports. I want to tell you the nice thing about Circus Sports, and when I had a couple of guys come on the radio show the last time, Circus Sports features the highest limits, lowest holds, and sharpest odds, which means higher payouts on your winning wagers. Download the Circus Sports Iowa app by visiting circussports.com. So we have all that going on. We have a bunch of things to talk about today. We have conference championships coming up, starting some this weekend. They get rolling next week. Then that rolls right into the NCAA tournament. NBA still going on. You have a race in Vegas. I went to the first four Las Vegas races. It was a blast, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've never been to a NASCAR race. I think it was last year we talked about my friends and I going to Kansas Speedway and catching a Sporting KC game and the race, because they're right next to each other and there's a casino right there too. But it just didn't line up. And I think when we planned it, we missed it for that year. So maybe this year we can, make the stop.
Yeah, and just to say that as well, your mom and I, my wife Jen, your mom, we went down there twice and caught Kansas City Chief game and then caught the NASCAR race. Man, that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, wasn't that when Jen fell asleep? Either she was overserved or tired in the middle of the race.
She fell asleep at the race and woke up when the fireworks went off.
I can't imagine anyone falling asleep at a NASCAR race.
She's lucky that it wasn't social media like social media now, because there were already people taking pictures of her asleep. But now they'd be posted out there. So
right, and then now since, we're talking about NASCAR, F1 Drive to Survive drops next week. They have like a practice run in Bahrain, I think, the following week, and then the season gets on.
So we're 3 weeks away?
Yep, I think so. It should be fun. Drive to Survive is going to be really good this year. I recommend everyone who doesn't really know about F1 to watch it. It goes in pretty deep about just the race, qualifying, the point system, and the teams. It's really good. All the drivers are pretty young, pretty vibrant. And last year we had, one of the best seasons they've ever had with Max Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton kind of battling it out and having a weird finish at the very end. So as the season finale is going to be great.
Testing so far this year, Lewis Hamilton a little bit ahead of the crowd. Verstappen's a little further back than he was, like, in fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I think this upcoming year, it seems like the Red Bull car is pretty fast, because they build their cars, they can make a new one every year. They rolled out their new cars; they're a little bit different. It's kind of like the same thing as NASCAR. They change, a little bit, technology and
just
science
to see what
a little further. So it should be interesting. And NASCAR took a play out of F1's playbook when they changed their tires this year, with just one, lug nut instead of the four, like the right.
Yeah,
it's just
that,
one now.
It's just the safety part of it is better too, because they're doing it so quickly. Missing one of five is not out of the realm of possibility. The one is, and it's easier to get the cars up. It's all
right.
That stuff.
And
so.
It's all part of it. I'm excited for, sports upcoming. Maybe we'll get baseball going here soon. It doesn't really seem like that with Manfred.
We'll talk about that coming up. That's not a good look. It wasn't a good look for him. Some of the things that that are really holding us up, it doesn't make any sense. And I took some slack too, because I had posted on social media about baseball. It was a bunch of millionaires fighting with a bunch of billionaires, and I got it handed to me that 75% of baseball players that are in the major leagues through the minor leagues all the way down, 75% of them make less than $250,000 a year. So it looks bad in some of the things that they're doing. It doesn't make baseball look good. And Major League Baseball already has an issue, because it's hard to change a game that is strategic and slow to begin with. And we want fast now. All of our stuff, we want boom, 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 boom. And they don't have that. So that's a pretty exciting part on there too.
Right. And it's we'll save the baseball talk for later.
Okay. Just doing one more. So I saw, you have to tell me, Max Verstappen and Verstappen and Lewis Hamilton, they had their salaries were posted yesterday, and both of them were at $53 million. Is that $53 million for 1 year? Is that 53? It didn't really say. It just said they both make $53 million a year.
Well, I know they sign a contract when you sign with the – I think you sign with the manufacturer, or the specific team, whether it's Mercedes, Red Bull, whatever. I think it's the same thing as like a football or basketball salary. It's your contract's 5 years. You get the 35 5 year, like that. I don't think it's yearly, but I don't think that takes into consideration all their winnings. I think they get bonuses when they win races, and you have your sponsorships, you have your talk shows.
F1's more like a corporation,
right? And I'm assuming Netflix pays these players too, or pays these drivers being, filming the whole thing. And it was one of the hottest Netflix shows, so I'm assuming that, some of them got a kickback from that.
And it's just very interesting. I can't wait. I've never got to sit down and watch a race with you, so I'm pretty excited about getting ready to do that. So I am trying to do everything humanly possible to not talk about last night. Here's the thing. I get it. It's a long season. We've been in some battles of some games. That might have been the worst half of basketball that I think that I've seen in a long time. And I get it. You can recover from that, but that's going to leave a mark. I mean, and we'll get into bigger detail, but don't you think that's going to leave a mark?
Yeah, it was weird. I was pretty busy last night. I didn't get to watch the game. I looked on it. Like on TV when I was scrolling, I didn't see it, so I assumed it was on ESPN Plus. I didn't tune in, but when I was on my way home last night, I checked the box score, and I sent it into our family group message. I thought it was an error. I don't know how you. I think they had a dunk at the 8 minute mark and didn't score. For the rest of the game, you'll have these kind of games. What Iowa State has done all year is they muddy it up, muck it up, have a just gross games. That's kind of been our way of playing the entire season. And we always say this on the show, but We have 19 wins right now.
What?
And
what?
At the beginning of the year, we have 20 wins.
Yes.
I thought we maybe would have five.
That is my saying.
So then you're kind of in the in-between where it's during, like, it's present expectations versus what our expectations were. And now we're getting in the nitty-gritty and complaining about, you know, oh, this team, like, are you kidding me? This is what we thought in the beginning, and now we're getting mad of what it is. And we've won some good games. You know, people have stepped up. Brockington is unreal. He
had an off night.
He is one of the best Cyclones, and he scored 15 or something like that, and he's a 20-year-old kid. He's not going to drop 35 every night, or he'd be making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. And then I was talking with a coworker at work, Nick Blythe, and he was like, you know, they're kids at the end of the day. You know, maybe there was a fight in the locker room, or maybe Brockington's girlfriend and him had a fight, or they broke up, or just things like that. When you're a kid, you're not just a basketball player, right? It's school, it's your friends, the game, it's everything combined. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out there and be ready every single game. I as fans, it's not fair to, you know, crap on all these college kids. And, yeah, I was upset, but I think it comes down to TJ not firing his people up. It looked like in highlights Brockington was kind of lethargic and not, you know, his normal self. Maybe he's sick. You know, I don't know. And let's get this game out of the way before we, you know, have to go to the Big 12 tournament and then, you know, March Madness.
And I think it gives them a good test, too, to play Baylor. An up-and-down game. They're not gonna muck it up like it was last night. This is what I've said, too. You can't go on social media and you can't come on shows like this and say that about the kids. You can say it about coaching. I don't know if coaching had a role in that last night. It just looked like this was my take as a well-removed basketball coach, not even close to that level. We had, I bet, 10 or 12 times last night that we had them on the ropes. We were ready to take a lead, and we either turned the ball over, took a bad shot, took a rush shot. It was just like we knew what we needed to do, and we just couldn't slow down enough to make it happen. I think if we would have got up by 4, 6, 8, like we did kind of last week, we were going to win that game last night, and we just missed shots. I can live with the missed shots. It was the bad turnovers that got me. Can you complain about some of the refereeing last night? Yes. I don't like that it depends on who your crew is that's doing your game, on how much you can body, touch. You know, it's not right that these guys have to do that. It should be a certain rule, and maybe you let some things go. This was totally different than what was called the game before, and it's hard for these kids to do that.
Right, and there's so much back and forth, and, you know, we hear about it at the NBA, too. It's becoming more of a finesse game than it is a physical game,
right?
Which I think it still needs to be a physical game. Like back in the 90s or the 80s when you had Bill Laimbeer throwing elbows on people. But, I mean,
we don't want that.
Right, but there's a certain point where it's not just finesse. People are going to touch each other, and you can't just call petty fouls. And I've never talked to a referee on any level or any sport. I don't know what they're taught. I don't know what they're told by, you know, the head official before games or before a season. But you can't really get mixed up in that. But it comes down to Brockington last night. What did we lose by? 20? He usually has 10 more points, 15 more points.
And it wouldn't even been 20. It was 20 because we were fouling, and we still couldn't make a shot.
But then that's what his points accumulate for. You know, he's our best player, our leading scorer, and he had an off night, so our team had an off night. People at work are giving me crap today that Caitlin Clark scores more points in a game than Iowa State scores as a team.
Three more extra points. Here's the only thing that bothered me last night, and it's something that you just need to sit down and have a conversation. Caleb Grill, to me, even though Brockington had a great game, the game before, Caleb Grill won that game by hitting those shots that he hit, and he hit them in key times. He shot twice last night at Hilton. One of them went all the way in, spun back out. The other one was almost exactly the same. And he never even looked to shoot again because I think he's like, okay, what am I can't, I just can't shoot here. I want him to shoot as much as he can shoot if he's open. And last night it was even different from the game before. He was wide open taking those shots and wide open not taking shots. Nobody should ever yell at that young man for taking shots because it's important. That makes it all the better. And you also, I saw a lot of people that were critical of Tyrese Hunter last night. We don't have half of the wins that we have if he's without not playing him. Point guard the way he's played point guard and played as a true freshman. So
yeah, I mean, he's electric, and
I want to keep
Grill
him happy.
Needs to shoot, you know, five shots a night, whether
absolutely.
They go in or not. But I was listening to a podcast, and he had Duncan Robinson on, former Michigan Wolverine, and he's on the Miami Heat right now, and he was saying that Spoelstra will literally scold him and yell at him if he doesn't shoot, if he passes up a shot. And I think that's the kind of, you know, attitude that TJ needs to instill in Grill or shooters to come, is that you need to shoot. That's why you're on the team. Whether it goes in or not, this is why you're here.
Right. It gives you opportunities for rebounds. It gives you opportunities for a lot of things. So, there. We talked a little bit about it. We'll come back. We got a ton more to talk about. Iowa Hawkeyes tonight's a watch party here tonight. Iowa Hawkeyes are playing the Michigan Wolverines. So
Wolverines money line for anyone listening.
There you go. We'll talk about that as well. So, We got some of this out of the way. Once again, we want to thank Circa Sports Iowa for bringing us out here, letting us do our show out here. This place is amazing. I love this place. I've been here a few times. It's an exciting place to come. So I also want to give a shout-out to Billsy back there in the studio helping out here as well. We have our guy here making sure that Zach and I don't screw anything up. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM.
Sports, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We are live at Wellman's Bar and Rooftop in West Des Moines. We're out here doing a little meet and greet and getting ready to do a game watch with the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Michigan Wolverines. It's being brought to you by Circa Sports. I'm going to talk about them in just a second. You can check us out on Twitter at SteenOnSports at 1700 The Champ. My co-host today, Zach Steenblock, he is at Zach Steenblock on Twitter as well. What else do I have here? You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ. We have a bunch of sponsors I need to, at least when we're out doing this, I just want to make sure I give them mentions. So we have Woodman Controls, we have Northwest Bank, we have Laser Home Services. I think I hit them all. One, two, three.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I hit them all. I couldn't do this without them. I wouldn't be able to do the radio show, so I appreciate them helping out with that. With Circa, like I said, it's a watch party tonight. It is Circa Sports Iowa. If you come out here, number one, you get to come out to Wellman's. It's a beautiful day. Two, you get to meet the team. There's a bunch of them over at the table. There's some Circa swag over there. There's food. There's drinks. They'll help you if you need help signing up for the Circa Sports app. You can register to win a pair of all-session passes to the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. This is a big deal. It's not just tickets to, you know, you get to see a game. You can go into every single game the entire tournament. They're right there. There's nothing like that. So I want to thank Circa Sports for coming out and doing that and asking us to come out. KGGO was out here. BSOX was out here right before me. So a good day. Just come out, stop by, say hi to Steen and I. Well, I guess that's me. I'm Steen. I call him Steen all the time.
Well, yeah, it's not fair.
I know that
I was the original one, and then everyone started taking, you know, my nickname, which I guess you're the original Steenblock in the family.
Yes. So,
and then when, you know, me and my brothers are all hanging out, and there's, you know, friends of friends. And
it's Big Steen.
They say Steen, and everyone turns around.
Big Steen, Little Steen,
right.
Middle Steen.
Right.
Middle Steen is currently in, where is he?
You can do it.
I'm not even. He's in the Bahamas.
Nope.
Not in the Bahamas.
You can do it.
I have no idea.
We'll come back to it.
I have no idea where he is. The other one's up in Iowa State, so he's enjoying being up there. We'll talk a little bit about Iowa State today. You started having some of the football players today go through talking to media. They're going to do some running, all that. I think one of the most interesting things today. So you have two things when you're looking at a football player, and we have a football coach sitting right here with us. And those couple of things are hand size. So today, Kenny Pickett, who if you saw him this year, he was the quarterback for the Pitt Panthers. Unbelievable year. His hands measured out today, the smallest of anybody in the NFL draft, I think they said ever. And he's a quarterback. They were eight and a quarter.
And then they're eight and a half.
Right in there.
And you know, we're going to crowdsource here, but Luke, do you know if the NFL football is bigger than the college football?
Luke, is college football bigger or smaller than the NFL football, or the same? Are all those footballs all the same?
It goes in ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows.
Ebbs and flows. but, you know, that might be a difference maker, but, yeah, you know, the hands might be small. You know, they said Russell Wilson was too short to play, same with Kyler Murray, and then you had, you know, the greatest quarterback ever, Tom Brady, who looked like he should be behind a computer crushing Excel and email his entire life. So, you know, the measurables matter somewhat, but at the end of the day, it matters if you can win games and hit your receivers. So, you know, I've always liked Kenny Pickett. He changed the rules of college sports with the fake slide. People are saying, oh, that was trash. That was horrible. He went by the rules. There wasn't a rule you can fake slide, and he ran for a touchdown. It might have been one of the coolest plays of all last season.
I totally agree. Here's some other things that you can pretty much bank on now. Charlie Kolar went through his measurables today. Taller than what they thought he was. Weight was more, even though it doesn't look like, than they thought it was. His hands, so Kenny Pickett's was, we'll give him 8.5. Kolar's hands, 10.
That's absurd.
That's a big dude blocking, getting your hands on there. I think the thing that I saw the most when I was watching a lot of this, Chase Allen, Charlie Kolar, Breece Hall, talking to all the people in their interviews. Matt Campbell should be proud.
Yeah.
I mean, he's rock star student athletes.
He's making men out of boys in Ames, Iowa. And, you know, Breece Hall was talking there. They were saying, you know, people have questioned my speed. I'll prove them wrong tomorrow, sort of thing. Chase Allen, we'll see if he can, you know, make a roster. I hope he can. It's looking like... It's tough for Breece because I think he's probably one of the best running backs. Well, he is one of the best running backs in the draft. But then in the NFL, you don't really take running backs that high anymore.
No, he's not. For him to be a first-round draft pick would be a pretty big surprise.
But I think he'll be drafted, and I think Kolar could be drafted. But at the end of the day, if football doesn't work out for Chase Allen and Charlie Kolar, I don't think they care.
No.
They'll go make way more money than I am at my job, being, you know, engineers and doctorate and
you're a good student.
Whatever.
And you had an ACT that got you into college. These guys are crazy smart.
Yeah. And I would like to see, I don't know when they do the is it the Wunderlich test? I think it's called the Wunderlich test. I would like to see
what
Iowa State players, you know, what they come out with. Because I don't think there's a smarter person in the draft than Charlie Kolar.
I don't either. And that is the crazy thing, because if I wouldn't have done a deeper dive, I would have said the same. I don't know if there's a smarter person in the draft than Chase Allen.
Right.
I mean, look.
They play the same position on the field. You know, they're probably buddies. They're in the same classes. It's just absurd.
Here's the good thing for Breece Hall. If this had been 4 years ago, I think that, you know, most of those guys were getting drafted in the second round. But the way the game has changed and how good he is at blocking, how good he is at pass catching, you know, just here's the third thing, too, and it's the David Montgomery and all that. His yards after getting hit probably is the most important stat for a running back. So
they learned that well at Iowa State.
Yeah,
because they're always in the backfield getting hit. But you pretty much have to be a scat back now in the NFL. I think Breece Hall does a good job about catching passes, past the line of scrimmage. And I hate to say it, but you know, David Montgomery is a starting back in the NFL, and Breece Hall is better at every facet of the game than him.
Bigger, faster, stronger, which
is awesome. You know, getting good backs out of Iowa State, and you know, it started with Troy Davis, right? And they're all different running backs, and hopefully we can bring in just some more good ones. It's like, hey, look at what we're doing here. You know, Iowa is kind of tight end. You know, look at our running backs. We have two in the NFL. Let's see what you can do. And hopefully Jaleel Brock brings something to the table next year.
Well, I think he is too. Just to go back, I didn't say anything about Brock Purdy either. I saw his interview too. I think someone's going to take – now, it's going to be fourth, fifth round. Someone's going to give him a chance to make a roster.
Yeah, I think Brock Purdy can be a backup quarterback in the NFL for 15 years. He's never going to start for a team. I don't know what to expect from him, but he's quick. He can throw the ball far.
And
he's smart.
He's another one. There's another.
He's not that small. But then you have all these. I feel like we've had the same backup quarterbacks in the NFL since I was young.
Right, and they have to
age out some point in time.
It's the quarterback spot's going to be interesting to see what happens this year, because there's not somebody that somebody wants to trade up and go get where there has been in the last few years.
Right.
I wanted to ask. So Luke, I'm going to do this, and I apologize for it. Linebacker guy, right? Mike Rose. Fit the NFL? I mean, he can do everything he needs to do in the NFL. Yeah, he said he'd be a starter in a couple of years. You know how much we love Jake Hummel. Jake Hummel have a chance to play in the NFL? Special teams? Yep.
Right, practice squad, something like that. I know I talked to Zach Coppola. He's a sister of Jake's girlfriend. And, you know, they spent a lot of time together, and he had people reaching out to him, doing workouts. I want to say he was working out with Charlie and maybe one other person in Arizona for a while. But I think, you know, he's a big dude, and they need young players on practice squads, and that's nothing to scoff at. They make six figures a year, and their job is to give the actual players who play on Saturday, or on Sundays, on Mondays, you know, good reps, good practice.
It matters. It does. And you know what? He was a walk-on at Iowa State and then progressed all the way through second team all Big 12.
Right. And, you know, maybe he could, you know, get on a roster. Who's to say? The NFL is one of the wildest leagues by just the people in it. You know, in the NBA and the MLB, you get drafted out of high school in the MLB, or you're a top recruit, you go to a top school. That's that. The NBA, you are pretty much – the NBA is the smallest group of people, so right. You have the best players. And we've seen a shift from Blue Bloods now to, you know, other schools, but they're all still big Power 5 schools. With the NFL, I mean, the best player in the NFL last year was Cooper Kupp. You know, and he came from God knows where and was a zero-star recruit, had one offer, and – he was electric.
And you know what he does? He runs routes. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do. He studied the game.
Right.
And that's how he gets open. And he doesn't drop a ball.
And you have, you know, Davante Adams, arguably one of the best
wide receivers. Didn't come from blue blood.
He went to Fresno State along with Derek Carr was his quarterback. It's just weird things like that. You know, we go on and on with these lists. Yes, there are some that come from these big schools, and Bama has lots and lots of players. But there is a chance for people that don't stand out in college to, you know, make a name for themselves there. And, you know, that's a kid's dream, right?
It is.
You work hard, it doesn't matter where you're at. I know there's some UNI, you know, players in the NFL, or maybe
all the way through.
Yeah.
Drake Bulldogs have a player in the NFL. So don't think that it can't happen, because it does. We have
time out. Before we move on, okay. I forgot. You know, Josh Allen went to Wyoming, and he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
He was.
It's, just, and it's crazy.
Do you remember when we went? So we did a dual day.
I do.
We went up and we watched Rico and Josh Allen with Wyoming. They played Iowa. Then we went and watched the Iowa State game. We watched that Wyoming game, and I know that you and I had this conversation. Man, he's big, and man, he can move. He's not very accurate. How is he ever going to make it in the NFL? They train you how to do that.
Exactly.
They can make you be accurate. They can't give you to be 6'5 and run over people.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and everyone always asks me, you know, you're an Iowa State fan. Like, will you ever cheer for Iowa? That's the only Iowa football game I've ever been to at Kinnick. I have never been to Carver Hawkeye. I've never been to a baseball game, and I've been to one Hawkeye game when
because
I was wearing brown Wyoming stuff. And then we left and went to the Iowa State game to play you and I later that night.
So I didn't train my boys all that you can like the other squad when you're not playing the other squad. My boys don't think that way sometimes. Here's the thing. Two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL had the same thing. Very athletic, can move around the pocket, can throw on the run. Both of them are just inaccurate. I have no idea how they're going to make it, you know, as a great player. Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. If you were asking people right now who are the best two quarterbacks in the NFL, those are your best two quarterbacks.
Yeah,
Justin Herbert's there too, and right. They had those same questions about him.
And Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen weren't that sought out of
no,
out of
not
college.
At all.
Pat Mahomes went to Texas Tech, and they probably had a losing record.
I don't think they had ever had a winning record
when
he was there.
I mean, I didn't expect that.
And his coach is now coaching Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
So what? You
allegedly. We're not sure if Kyler Murray is going to be back on the Cardinals. I know.
Oh.
I don't know if anyone's listening has looked into that or seen it on Twitter. But he deleted all the pictures and unfollowed the Cardinals and all that
kind of
stuff.
Who knew that's all you have to do to get moved from one place to another place is delete your social media.
Agents' jobs are so easy now.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Once again, we are out here at Wellman's Pub and Rooftop. It's out here in West Des Moines. It's a great location. We are out here because of Circus Sports Iowa. They are having a watch party tonight for the Iowa-Michigan game. It's a huge game. It's a huge game for both sides. So it's going to be very interesting to see which team comes out and tries to take over that game. We'll try to talk about that when we come back. They'll help you sign up for the Circus Sports app. There's some free Circus swag out here. There's food. There's drinks. Make sure that you tip your waitresses. They're doing it. It's busy out here, which is great. It's fun. It's fun to do. This is a great place to do a live show at too. So
might be on the golden tee behind us in the commercial breaks.
There you go. So once again, want to thank Circus Sports for the opportunity to come out here and be able to do the show live. I like getting out of the studio sometimes. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. It's real sports talk for real sports fans. We got one more segment before we have someone from Circus Sports coming on with us. We'll be back right after this.
From Mount Pleasant to Fort Douglas, Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday, happy hour. Right now, out here at Wellman's Rooftop Bar, everybody's out. It's packed in here.
It's roof.
It's
not roof.
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 Wow.
Roof.
And I'm the one that has a show. There you go. See? It's passion. That's what matters. That was my son, Zach, by the way, if you wanted to know who the naysayer was there.
Yep, Zach Steenblock here at Zach Steenblock on Twitter. Since I've been on my dad's show, I have gained zero followers. So why don't you go out there and, you know, hit that follow button, subscribe.
Wow. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We are coming to you live from 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ AM. Go to the website, 1700thechamp.com. Haven't done my hello to Nana yet, so hi, Nana. Love you, Nana.
What's up, Margarine?
And I want to thank, once again, I want to take some time to thank the sponsors. Not my usual day since I'm out here with Circa, but it is Laser Home Services, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls. I couldn't do this without them and wouldn't want to do it without them as well. So thank them for doing that. I appreciate it. I also, we have to give Circa Sports, Iowa, you know, all the credit here. They brought us out here to do the show live today. You can come out here. You can sign up for the app. They'd really like to see you do that. You can also go to circusports.com. You can do that before you come here. You have a chance to win a free pair of all-session passes to the Big 12 men's basketball tournament. That's crazy. That means you could go to every game that's down in Kansas City. Download the Circa Sports app by visiting circusports.com. You can check that out. Circa Sports features the highest limits, lowest holds, and sharpest odds, which means higher payouts on your winning wagers. So enjoy that. We are going to be watching the Iowa-Michigan game tonight. So come out here and join us and have some fun. Okay, so
yeah, and, you know, I'll just, you know, piggyback off what you said. You know, get out here, do the raffle promotion. I went to the Big 12 tournament maybe 3 years ago.
I think it was
First time, you know, experience there. It was electric. It's so much fun. The Power and Light is the perfect place. They play at the Sprint Center right across the street. Seas and seas of red there. I was fortunate enough to be, you know, interviewed by Channel 13 when I was there too. But I, you know, I would highly recommend, you know, getting down there. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and it'll be interesting. Circus Sports is going to have one of their guys is going to come on the show here at 5, so we'll get to see that.
Do you know where Circus Sports is based out of?
Well,
they probably have an Iowa office, right?
I'm assuming so. We'll. And during the break, we'll
that's
ask.
A good question.
I told them that I might have them come over. That'll give you a break too, to see if they want to just talk about Circus Sports. If you don't know where Circus Sports is in Vegas, it is downtown, and it's the one that has the swim up pool outdoors. Ooh. That is the coolest thing you've ever seen. We went in, and it's really cool inside too. Tim Murray, who I have come on with Visa Network. That's in the Circa Hotel and Casino. So
yeah, we're gonna have to give that out a try when we.
I know, that's what I was
when
thinking.
We head to Vegas. For all the listeners there, I've never been to Vegas before, and then this year somehow we're my youngest brother Nate turns 21 in May. We're going out as a family. We've talked about it for, you know, years and years and years. None of us kids have ever been to Vegas, of course. Gary and Jen have been there many times. But we come back on Wednesday, and then the following Thursday I fly back out to Vegas for a bachelor party. So I'm going to be very Vegased out, I think.
You can get Vegased out. You won't get Vegased out if you want to try some different out-of-the-way things.
Right.
But if you're just hanging on the strip and stuff, and all the people, it gets...
Right, and I think it's going to be a different experience, you know, the two times I'm going. I'm happy I'm, you know, getting my feet wet, dipping the toes in the water with the family the first time, and then, you know, letting a little loose.
There you go. I'm gonna ask you this because I'm not positively sure I understand all this. So, Circus Sports features the highest limits and lowest holds. What I've been told is, to say like futures for PGA, NASCAR, their wagers are better than other places because of that.
Oh, like they have higher odds and less juice?
Yes. So it says sharpest odds, which means higher payouts on your winning wages.
See, there's nothing. I hate the juice. I don't mind it when you're, you know, you're betting props and people are betting it and it kind of does it itself. It bumps up. But then it's like when you – or the money line, you know, people are favored. But if you're betting, you know, over-unders or the spreads, you know, those are even, right?
Yeah.
You 50-50 chance, you pick one of the two.
Exactly.
Why is it minus 110 always? I don't understand that. Like, why can't it be – I shouldn't be deducted less money when I
– When you – you know, when you
when
actually
– when you – so that means when you get paid out, you don't get paid out your full – say you bet $10, you only get like
– $7.50.
Yeah, it's – I hate that. It's not fair. But yeah, you know, I'm very interested to stop over to the Circa Sports desk and you know, see what they have.
It's very nice, and
hopefully they have a first time user, you know, promo and,
I think
and,
they do.
And boost and
absolutely.
Stuff. Coming from a guy who has every single book in the Iowa area, what's one more?
What's one more? And it's a good one. Talked to a few people in here, and they all use it, so that's the exciting part there. We have somebody coming on. I'm excited to find out what Circa has going on for the NCAA tournament. What are some of the things out there? The other thing that I'm looking forward to is, you know, Bay Hill this weekend. That would be fun too, and just get the kind of odd structure for how you bet on golf tournaments. I thought this was very interesting. So this year, or this past season, the PGA Tour wanted to give a bonuses out to people on how they use their social media during PGA tournaments and everything. Phil Mickelson said, man, he's got this in the bag, no problem. The only thing that he forgot, even though he didn't play a round of golf in the 2021 season, Tiger Woods won $8 million from the PGA because of his social media presence out there.
Yeah, I mean,
as you shook your head,
it's not even fair. Like Tiger has
so many more followers,
at least 10 times more followers than everyone. And you know, Brooks Koepka has gotten into Barstool. I think it's so. Listen to Part of My Take. It's the most popular podcast on Barstool's network. They have reoccurring guests. You know, it's who's been on, you know, more than once. Brooks Koepka, Max Homa. I'm trying to think. There's one other person. But these guys have a leg up. You know, they get to talk to the fans out there. The age group is right where they want. You know, college kids to
absolutely.
You know, 30 years old, and they. We'll see what happens. But even with the whole Bryson and Brooks, whatever that was last year, you know, that probably got them some extra money too. And then I don't know if people listening, you know this, but. Why did Phil Mickelson lose all of his sponsorships? Do you even know? I haven't.
He came out and was talking about Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia, the PGA, was cutting ties because of some of the things that are happening in the country towards women. And Phil Mickelson said, okay, but I can make a lot of money over there, so maybe they should be able to, you know, maybe – yes, we'll help a little bit on that side, but I still want to make money.
Right, it's a yes and.
Yeah, he got the. Here's the problem. Social media should have a mechanism that if you're saying stuff that isn't true or can hurt somebody, you should be able to shut it down. But if you're just saying something that's not, you know, is this is a 50-50 world we live in. 50% believe some way, 50%, and then you have some stragglers in there. Here's the problem. Is you shouldn't be able to get canceled by somebody just
right.
because a bunch of people want you to, because that's going to open up a lot of places
yeah.
that people
and, you know,
don't want
to
go.
Phil Mickelson wants to go play in Saudi to make a bunch of money. You get gas. I get gas.
That's right.
You don't see people complaining about our gas coming from Saudi Arabia.
And we don't see people complaining about our gas coming from Russia right now either. I mean we're trying to put all other sanctions down. So
it's so absurd. You know, I love social media. But it is a dark hole.
It's a really dark hole.
And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You know, who cares? But I feel bad for Phil. It's the same thing with Justin Thomas. People get mad at you, and then your sponsor cuts the ties. It's like, okay, hold on a second. How much money did this guy make you, and you're just going to toss him to the curb?
Right.
That's not fair.
That's the thing.
And then, I don't know. It gets me riled
and
up.
I think that's Tiger's extremely happy that
right, yeah.
all
and
his
Tiger
issues happened
a certified,
7 years
he's a
ago.
He's a certified bad guy,
yeah.
and everyone wants to pay him more money.
Yeah.
It's like, you kidding me?
That was 7 years ago. But if you went to the PGA and you said, who's the most popular guy, who's the best guy, who would you want? Every one of those PGA guys are saying Tiger Woods.
Right.
I mean, the reason all of them have
fair.
What they
have
right. yes. is Tiger Woods.
And then it goes back to Phil Mickelson. He's eligible for the Champions Tour.
Yep.
You think he cares about not playing on the PGA anymore?
You're listening to Steen on Sports on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. We're going to be right back We have Circus Sports coming up.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
We've got a couple of slowdowns at the moment on I-35-80.